Outdoor Entertainment Multimedia Outlet. Live from the KSCJ studios in Sioux City, the phone lines are wide open. Call 239-2101 right now with your questions or comments.
Good morning, everybody. The show is brought to us by the City of Kingsley, Small Town Sportsman in Kingsley, Dirt Road Design and Screen Printing in Kingsley, Iowa, The Shooting Shop in Anthon, Iowa, the Plymouth County Conservation Board, Skyline Lodge in Perrault Falls, Ontario, Iowa Great Lakes Outdoors in Milford, Iowa, Stan's Bait Shop in Milford, Oak Hill Marina in Arnold's Park, Iowa, and Midwestern Land and Auction in Mapleton, Iowa. And, well, it's good to be back. We were off the last couple weeks. I got my brother Chuck with me today, and we're going to talk about the reason why I was gone the last couple weeks, because we'd actually took a trip up to Skyline Lodge in Perrault Falls, Ontario, and spent a week there. And I tell you what, that place is everything it was cracked out to be. Just fabulous. And, well, we got a couple other things we're going to get to here first. Let's see. Ooh, we got a trivia question. We'll throw that out. And this is kind of a strange trivia question for us, but not really. Up for grabs on the prize pack is the highly coveted Second Amendment copper coin and a piece of barbecue alligator jerky. And what we're looking for is, what is the largest cut of prime rib served at the Fireside Steakhouse and Lounge in Anthon, Iowa? We're looking for the largest cut of prime rib served at the Fireside Steakhouse and Lounge in Anthon, Iowa. Is it 30 ounces, 20 ounces, or 16 ounces? And the number there is 239-2101. People want to take a stab at it, or if you want to call in and ask us a question about Skyline Lodge, or got comments or other questions, use that same number. And let's see, what do we got for upcoming events? So I lost my thing. Ooh, up at Hillview Recreation Area west of Hinton on Tuesday, July 16th, they're going to have a stargazing night, and it is promoted by the, or put on in tandem with the Lamar's Public Library and Hillview Recreation Area. And it's for the adults that are in the summer reading program there. You can pick up more information at the Lamar's Public Library, and pre-registration is required. But they're going to have an evening of s'mores and constellation viewing. So, and that'll be Tuesday, July 16th, 8:30 p.m. You can get a hold of the Lamar's Public Library or Hillview Recreation Area to get more information on that. Midwestern Land and Auction has got a antiques and collectible auction coming up next weekend, July 13th and 14th, and it'll be in Ute, Iowa. And this thing is huge. There is so much stuff. There's no way you could list it all. They're actually going to have a two-day auction on that. And both days it's going to start at noon, and they're actually going to have two rings of bidding going simultaneously most of the day. So it's going to take them 2 days to get through it, and they're going to have four auctioneers working at it. They got, I don't know, Walt Ware stuff. I'm not sure what Walt Ware is. A lot of antique toys, lawn and garden tools, M&M collectibles, advertising items, a lot of Crocs, Campbell's Soups items, glassware, Redland items. I'm not sure what Redland items are either. I suppose I should know that. But there's a lot of promotional items there. Like I say, that's going to be next weekend in Ute, Iowa, and they're also going to have the live auction and a simulcast of the auction. If you're interested in a German Shepherd puppy, you can call Bob down in Anthon at the Shooting Shop at 251-1510. And there's four females and two male German Shepherd puppies available. And just call Bob down there at the Shooting Shop, and he'll set you up with those puppies. I don't know. I guess the gun sales are going so well, and maybe he's getting into the puppy business. I'm not sure. Saturday, August 3rd in Kingsley, Iowa, the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus will be there, and they will have two shows on August 3rd. The adults for that ticket, the adult tickets are $12, and it's $7 for children ages 2 to 12, and seniors 65 and up will also get in for $7. If you want to get a ticket for that ahead of time, you can either go to cmcircus.com and buy a ticket there. Or a better way would be to call Keith Boley Financial in Kingsley, Iowa at 378-2525. That's 378-2525. And Keith will be able to get you hooked up with a ticket there in advance. And they were in town a couple years ago, and they put on a really good show. Well, did we had a winner on the trivia there, Scott?
Yes, we did. Don Arnold correctly guessed 30 ounces. Yeah, carve off what you want and ride the rest home.
You know, what a great way to fight global warming by eating a 30-ounce piece of prime rib.
I couldn't do it.
I don't know. Well, their smallest one, they call it a petite cut, which is 12 ounces.
That's still a lot of meat.
It is. Because a lot of the places, I mean, you get like a 6 or an 8 ounce cut, and that's like, really? There are no mother-in-law cuts there at the Fireside Steakhouse and Lounge. And they also have a 24-ounce sirloin on the menu.
Now, do they have a deal if you eat the whole thing, it's free or anything like that?
No, I don't think he does, but that's something we should talk him into.
Yeah.
I tell you, here's what the deal is. You and your wife need to go down to Anthony, to the Fireside, and eat. And we'll tell Bob that it needs to be free because we're gonna talk about it on the show. And then you guys pop on the 30-ounce prime rib and see if you can eat it all.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
You know, maybe if you eat it all, he'd give you like a case of 22 long rifle shells or something. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd work. You know, usually those free deals are for like a, you know, 72-ounce, you know, cut of meat or something like that, which nobody can eat.
Well, yeah, you eat half the cow, and it's like, oh, hey, geez, you eat the half the cow. And, I mean, you're going to spend like thousands of dollars on stomach reconstructive surgery. But you know what? You get the damn T-shirt. It's like, awesome. Look at this T-shirt.
That's right. That's right.
You know, it only cost $7,000 to fix my stomach when I was done. But, no, yeah, that's I don't know of any place that has that big of a piece of prime rib. That's awesome. But anyway, let's see. Well, I suppose we got a commercial break. We would just well take that a little early.
Oh, okay. We'll be right back. 1360 949 KSCJ.
Hear that? That's the sound of thousands of wishes coming true every day at Give Kids the World Village. Here at this magical place, kids with life-threatening illnesses come from all over the world to fulfill one big wish: to visit Central Florida's most awesome attractions. For 1 week, kids, along with their moms, dads, brothers, and sisters, get to stay in our amazing 70-acre resort in Central Florida. They get tickets to the area's coolest attractions, and believe me, there are tons of those. They get to eat yummy meals every day, including ice cream for breakfast. It's an awesome place that gives these special kids what they need more than anything: a chance to feel normal and have fun. And here's the best part. This fantasy vacation doesn't cost kids or their families a thing. We count on the support of caring people and companies to keep the magic alive. And the kids laughing. To learn how you can help, visit givekidstheworld.org. Give Kids the World. It's where happiness inspires hope.
A career spanning more than 40 years. Don't miss Firefall, live in concert on Saturday, July 20th at Blackbird Bank Casino. Numerous gold and platinum records, 11 chart-topping hits. Get your tickets to see Firefall. Visit blackbirdbank.com and get free play with every purchase. Firefall, Saturday, July 20th at Blackbird Bank Casino. Must be 21 to attend.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine.
Well, fresh from the KSCJ newsroom here, Scott or Mark left me a news item here. A record catfish was taken in South Dakota. Two South Dakota men bagged what is the Bow Fishing Association of America new world record channel catfish. The Rapid City Journal reports 19-year-old Cody Setcher and 18-year-old Isaac Kipp. I butchered that guy's name, but, you know, chances are he's not listening out there in Rapid City. Now, we could just call them Fred and Fred, actually. But anyway, the two men were bow fishing on the Skunk Creek, 10 miles north of Hartford, on June 9th when they shot a channel catfish that measured 24 pounds. That is a huge channel cat. 24 pounds, 12 ounces, and was 38 and a half inches long and had a 20 and a half inch girth. I think something that big, I might be able to hit that with my bow, too. Maybe. But anyway, but they sent a video of the weigh-in to the Bow Fishing Association, which confirmed the fish was a new world record on June 18th. The old record was 23 pounds, set less than 2 weeks before Scheschler and Kipp killed their record-setting fish. That would suck. You set the world record on bow fishing, and then 2 weeks later, a couple guys take the record away from you? Jeez, that kind of takes the fun out of it. But anyway, good job there. Hey, which... got to keep in mind, in Iowa, bow fishing is on catfish is illegal, so don't want to go out in Iowa and try to break that record. But South Dakota, you're okay. I think they got a season in Nebraska, too. So, all right, well, my brother Chuck's in here with me this morning. Hey, thanks for coming in, Chuck.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And we're going to talk about what transpired up there at Skyline Lodge in Parole Falls, Ontario, over the last week, and that's the only lodge on Florence Lake, and that lake is about, oh, I think they said, 2,200 acres, and boy, it was a great lake. What was the maximum depth there? I think was like 40 feet. Average depth was, wow, what would you say, somewhere around 10 feet, something like that?
Yeah, I would say 10 to 15 was average. 40 was the deepest.
Yeah, and then... And they advertise on their website that there's world-class fishing, and I would tend to agree with that. We got into some really nice perch on there. I mean, you kind of hate to drive to Canada to perch fish, but I don't know, the size of perch that we were catching there was just astronomical, actually.
I've not caught perch like that in Iowa, that's for sure.
I mean, we were catching a lot of them that are around that, 10 to 12-inch range?
Yep.
And very few smaller than that. So walleyes, I think I caught maybe one or two walleyes, but you and your son Heath kind of pounded on the walleyes there a couple times.
Yeah, we had no trouble getting our limit. The thing to remember about possession limits in Canada, Ontario anyway, most of Ontario has a possession and daily limit of 4, one of which can only be over 18 inches. We ended up releasing almost as many as we kept because they were over that 18 inches. But we were fine with that because your better eaters are anywhere from 15 to 17 inches anyway. So.
And I think the biggest one, Heath had one that was it close to 24, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, right at 24.
And that was a damn nice walleye.
Yeah, we released a lot of them over 20.
And I think I... Like I say, on the whole trip, I think I maybe caught two, and they were both around that, I don't know, they were around that 16-inch length. But, I don't know, I'm not the best walleye fisherman.
Well, and that's the nice thing about this lake is you could pick what you wanted to fish for. It wasn't just, I mean, it's a good walleye lake. We didn't do much pike fishing, northerns, but during the midday when the walleye bite really slowed down, we switched to perch and smallmouth bass, and wow.
Yeah, that one morning, my other brother Drew and his son Nathan, we got into the smallmouth bass like you wouldn't believe. I mean, we were just ripping them out of that lake. We'd found a nice, good rocky ledge that smallmouth like, and that's what was cool about this lake. Like you said, I mean, you could kind of pick and choose what you're going to fish for because the bottom was anywhere from you had some mud bottom type terrain, sandy, gravelly, to just basically big boulder bottoms. And the smallmouth, they always like those big boulders. They kind of hide in those cracks and kind of sneak out and ambush stuff. But the wind was just hitting it just right, and we were drifting along that shoreline, and we were using some small jigs. I think they were like a 1/8 jig tipped with a piece of night crawler is what they liked. And we must have released probably 30, maybe 40 of them that morning. We had a hard time catching a smallmouth that was small enough to keep on that lake because I think you had to keep them 13 inches or longer. You had to release up there.
That was, yeah, I think that was their kind of their regulation.
Yeah.
To try to keep a trophy population in that lake.
And we did end up with a couple of them that were in that 18 to 20 inch. I think the biggest one I had was just under the 20 inch. I suppose if you pushed on his stomach real good when you measured him and added your thumb at the end of the nose, you could get to 20 inches. So.
Yeah, and they say pound for pound, the smallmouth bass is the one of the strongest fighting fish. And if you've ever fished for them, you would agree. They're fun.
I tell you what, their claim to the world-class fishing there is no joke. Really good. And we were actually up there, and they said, well, the fishing was a little bit slow. And it's like, my God, I'd love to be there when the fishing was good. I mean, we were putting a lot of fish in the boat, you know, on a slow time.
Yeah.
The weed beds emerged a little late up there this year, so I don't know. The northern seemed like to shift up into those weed beds as they fill in, but they were just starting to emerge, so didn't really target the northern anyway. I mean, when you're catching walleyes and nice smallmouths like that, I guess why worry about the northerns? Other than there are some. I think the biggest one so far this year up there I seen on their big board was like a 38-incher, if I remember right, which is a damn nice northern. But the amenities up there at Skyline Lodge were just awesome. Each cabin, they charge $500 per week per person for the week's stay, which is actually pretty cheap. And with it comes a 16-foot boat. And they'll put, if you got three people, you'll get one boat. If you get four people, then they'll kick in two boats. And they keep them gassed. I mean, that's the only place I've ever been where a boat will never run out of gas.
Yeah, and the gas is included in your cost of cabin rental, which is a thing to consider when you go to Ontario. I filled up my truck at a station up there, and you got to kind of know what you're looking at as far as liter versus gallon, because it said $2.47 per liter. And if you don't know the comparison of a liter to a gallon is about 3.8 liters. So the gas is quite spendy. So to have boat gas included in your package for $500 per person per week, including boat and gas, that's really a good deal.
Oh, it was. And the motors just ran awesome. We didn't have a problem with the boats that we had. None of the neighboring cabins had any problems with their boats. They really keep them maintained, the motors. And nothing sucks worse when you go up there to one of these places and, I mean, basically you get a broken oar, you know, and they call it a motor, you know, and it's like you spend half your time, you know, hoping that by the time you need to leave that the wind changes the direction so it drifts you back into the damn resort. Yeah. But not a problem here.
16-foot boats with 15-horsepower motors, so that's enough to get you around anywhere.
There was one group that we were up there that had brought their own power boat with them, and I really didn't see any sense in dragging it up there. These boats were so nice, the motors ran, and you were talking, I think the lake was around 2,200 acres, and I don't know, even with a 15-horse motor, it only took you maybe, you know, 5-10 minutes to get across the lake anyway. I didn't see a huge advantage, unless you were going to do like some water skiing or something up there, but this place really conforms more to the fishermen. I mean, it is.
Yeah, I would call it a true wilderness camp. Nothing fancy, but all the amenities that you would want: hot water, hot showers, clean cabins. I've taken several trips to Canada, and this was one of the better ones.
The best thing about those cabins was the excellent window screens and in top performance. You wake up in the morning and those big old northern mosquitoes just be pounding against the window screen a hailstorm.
They were definitely knocking at the windows.
And they couldn't get in.
Nope.
That was awesome. Because nothing takes the fun out of it more than you wake up in the middle of the night and your face is just a big ball of mosquitoes.
But when you're out on the lake, nothing bothered you.
No, that was amazing too. Yeah. The black flies, you know, usually can be troublesome up there, but it really wasn't. And the mosquitoes weren't a problem either until, you know, the sun went down. But even at that, it's northern Canada. You're going to have issues with the mosquitoes. But, no, the cabins were really comfortable. I mean, they were, I think the whole resort, all of the buildings, the cabins on there were built, I think he said, Jeremy said, like in the 1940s.
Yeah.
And they've kept up on them over the years. I mean, there was a few cosmetic deals here, but, you know.
You're going to have that in a fishing camp.
Yeah, you definitely are. And the best thing about it, it is a fishing camp. I mean, if you did want to take your family with you, you know, if the wife's not into fishing, she just wants to sit around and read books in the cabin or whatever, the cabins didn't smell like fish, because that's one thing. He didn't allow you to cook fish or clean fish in the cabins, which yeah. really wasn't an issue, because he had a really nice fish cleaning house there.
The fish cleaning service, if you want them to clean your fish, there's no fee for that either. That's included with your deal. So another little bonus with the stay. And as far as not cooking any fish in the cabins, each cabin had an outdoor propane fish cooker.
Yeah, a big deep fat fryer.
Yep.
Which, well, the fish we ate, we just ate them over at noon. We just pull up on the shore and out on the lake and ate them for shore lunch. And then watch the seagulls and the pelicans fight over the carcasses.
Yeah. One thing to remember too about shore lunch in Canada is, you know, if you go out and in the morning you catch your limit and you eat those for shore lunch, that's still your daily limit. So if you don't eat shore lunch your first day, your second day you can take day one catch out for shore lunch and reduce your possession limit, but not affect your daily limit for that day.
Yeah.
Which is what we did.
Yeah, which is a little more user-friendly than trying to fillet a fish on a rock.
Done that.
Yeah, done that before, too.
Many times.
And that's actually not a bad thing. That's a good thing to experience.
Yeah.
Especially if you're standing on a kind of mossy-covered slippery rock while you're trying to fillet the fish on another rock.
Yeah, I'm over that, though. I'll clean them back on shore and take yesterday's catch out the next day. That's still pretty much right out of the lake, so that's good.
Yeah, as you get older, you kind of, some of the stuff we used to do, we don't do anymore.
No.
And so anyway, no, it was a real comfortable stay, highly affordable. It really was. The bait up there, I think he had the minnows available, and which was kind of nice, because to take the only bait you could take across the into Canada are night crawlers. And they have to be an artificial bedding at that. So we took up plenty of night crawlers from Beginner's Luck there in Lamar's. I tell you, I've bought bigger night crawlers than what this guy had, but these are like the toughest ones I think I've ever bought. I mean, those things made the trip up the cannon and survived all week, and they were still nice and active.
Yeah, and they're still in my refrigerator today. So we used some of them yesterday. They're still hanging in there.
It's just incredible how tough these night crawlers are up there, Beginner's Luck. And, I mean, they're not like little microscopic night crawlers, but they're not them great big fat things that, like, as soon as you pull a piece off, they die. It's just damn good bait. But I heard that about him up there, that he's got some of the best bait around. As far as licensing, they did have licensing up there. There was a store, what is it, Dutchies, that was like maybe a mile away from the resort. And that store had pretty much everything you needed, but it all came at a price. Like you said, the gas up there, fill up before you cross the border, because you get into Canada and it gets kind of spendy.
Yeah.
And one nice thing about it is it was a nice, even though this place is out in the middle of nowhere, it was hard surface road the whole way. Except for our detours, which were basically down Cow Pass, but
yeah, the Dutchies General Store that John was talking about is about a mile and a half from the camp, and there's not many places up there, so to have one that close is pretty nice. They had everything.
They did. They had a lot of everything that you needed there. So what you couldn't get there right at Skyline Lodge, you could get there at Dutchies. And looks like we're out of time. Till next week, folks. Thanks for listening.
When I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
CBS News special report, it happened again and in the same area. An earthquake near Ridgecrest, California, as the region was already cleaning up from Thursday's quake. Correspondent Carter Evans.
So far, there are no reports of serious injuries or deaths. The governor has declared a state of emergency, and search and rescue teams, they're going through the city. They're looking for anyone who might have been injured.